It's what a pleasure to be joined. Actually, before you play, because when I've been seeing people here at Stand and Calling, I've been seeing people just when they finish on the stage here, but I've got the great pleasure of being joined by Fickle Friends, or at least a couple of them, Natty and Jack, and they're here landing at the festival and just before you start. So, you know, how are you doing? Have you kind of just arrived, or are you just getting plugged into the festival?
I think we got here at 6 a.m.
Yeah, we got here early. We were in a bus, so we just kind of woke up.
I had my thing open, so I woke up and I realised we'd stopped moving, so I was like, oh, it was quite early.
Well, it's kind of handy, though. You were in a bus, so you got to kind of take in here. Where have you come from?
Kendal Calling, so up Carlisle way, so quite far.
So, you know, I like how they call these festivals. Were they calling to each other? Were they calling?
I don't know. Yo! Yeah, so yeah, we drove overnight, hence the bus, because we've got quite a busy weekend.
Okay, so are you going from here or somewhere else?
Why not tomorrow?
That's a festival called Why Not?
Why Not Festival, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so you guys are from Brighton. Are you from there, or did you be there and you connected and perform the band?
Yeah, we're a couple of us from Brighton, and you're from down south as well, aren't you?
Yeah, we've all kind of congregated in Brighton and stayed there.
It's quite a nice place to congregate, because it's a place people go from London, but also I spent about a year and a half down in Worthing. I think Brighton's getting so... Oh, really? Okay. Because Brighton's getting kind of a big and expensive, so people are spreading out a little bit towards Hastings or towards Worthing. But it's such a beautiful part of the country, by the water and by the South Downs as well.
It's really nice. It's a nice place to be a musician, because you can live kind of quite cheaply.
Yeah.
And it's really creative.
Okay. Yeah. Have you been a musician all your life? Well, I guess, you know, you're always into music, I guess. But what was the point where... you decided to kind of pursue music, or have an avenue with it?
I kind of fell into it because my mum's really musical and was always taking me to festivals, and I just kind of learnt loads of instruments, and I just started a band, and I was like, it's quite an easy way to make money from where I'm from, just kind of like gigging in like a really like fancy bar. But you're always in bands as well.
Yeah, I've been playing in bands for years, and then just like kind of got a bit lazy at one point, and then that's when I was like, oh, I'll go to uni to something to do, maybe I'll meet some people and
start. What did you do at uni?
Music. Yeah, oh, okay. That's how we all met.
Ah, perfect. So you already had a kind of connection with it. You were playing instruments and then studying it to fine tune your art, as it were.
Yeah.
I mean, the course wasn't very good, but we all met and we played and stuff. So
it was more kind of, you get your government loan, and you just get to do music full time.
Gives you some free time to do it. If you're working a full time job, obviously you couldn't.
Yeah.
And now we're all civilian debt.
How long have you been together as a band?
Pushing four years,
okay.
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. We only really got started properly like about 3 years ago. We were just kind of fanning around for a while.
Have you noticed a change in your time together? I guess it's going to be a familiarity and a change in your relationship. You're kind of becoming friends, as it were, so there's a kind of a harmony there, but then is there a development in your style of music as well?
Yeah, in both, do you know what I mean? It's like we argue less now because we know each other so well. So
yeah,
like
you know the boundaries, you know the buttons,
yeah.
And so you know what to avoid.
It's quite peaceful, it's quite calm.
Quite a functional family.
Yeah.
Spend so much time together, like, it's all weird, very weird.
Yeah.
I've had the fortune of spending some time recently with a couple of bands, like, helping them in my van, like Playing House and also a Desperate Journalist. I saw them recently as well, and so kind of getting back into that kind of poppy indie rock, and I really liked it, really kind of a nice style. And what are the kind of influences in the style of music that you're playing?
It's kind of like all the music that we were listening to when we were like teenagers.
Yeah.
Because it really is such like an influential period of your life.
Yeah,
but,
of course.
Like, we were all kind of listening to like Tudor and Daft Punk and Justice and Phoenix and Friendly Fires.
Okay.
So all of the kind of like really like progressive pop, indie pop bands of like, when, however long, it wasn't even that long ago. Like 10 years ago.
Yeah. And so, you took that, and if you added your own style, obviously, as well. This is what I love about, or hearing from bands when I speak to them, because sometimes in one band there can be different influences. There could be the guy into metal or something, or the guy into indie rock, and suddenly what you bring together is something new that can come from it. So even though you've had these influences and you kind of can be described as indie rock, it might not necessarily be that case for all your music. It's just a form of expression, really.
But like, that's how it started. It's more like, oh, we really love these bands, kind of aim to do that, but now we just don't care.
Yeah.
We just write music,
and
then we listen to whatever. So like, Do you know what I mean? We use those influences whenever we want to, really.
Oh, perfect. And how are the songs created? Is there a kind of a theme to it? Is there like a one primary songwriter in the band? And you know, where do those sort of particular thoughts, feelings, or experiences, or how do they come about?
Well, Jack kind of produces everything, because when we do our demos, they kind of sound like finished songs by the time because we record and write as we go. But Jack will come up with an idea, and then we'll just kind of sit on it and like come up with melodies for a few days until we like settle on one. And they're about anything, really, but anything.
That sounds like a really collaborative way of creating a song. That's what you know really want from a band, isn't it? Really.
In his bedroom, kind of.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, no, in a very, very non-sexual way. Completely platonic.
But no,
I know what you mean. It's like, yeah, you're kind of there to sort of, you're doing your thing, and then suddenly, ideas come up, and you do one bit, and then something else.
It's quite relaxed. It's kind of like
even someone else being in the room sometimes, because a lot of the time, like, I don't need to be there because Jack just needs to like work on things a little bit. But like, it's just being the other head, being like, oh, that's nice. I like what you did there. Like, yeah. That justifies what.
Yeah,
I'm
something
just
like an external reflection or something, just to kind of get back. That sounds nice. So, have there been changes in the place you've been playing? So now you're playing at these fantastic festivals. But did you have a little period of time where you're playing at gigs and touring around and sort of finding your feet a little bit?
We went in head first, really. Yeah. We've never not been busy doing touring and stuff, because I know we've got a lot of kind of friends and bands who are like, yeah, I haven't really got much on this summer. But I think our booking agent either just really loves making money, but he also loves keeping us busy, because it's what we love.
Best both worlds. If you got a booking agent or manager that wants to make money, then that's the best thing to do. You hear about bands that find managers that aren't really doing anything, and so they end up having to kind of do stuff themselves, even though they have a management or something. So it's great you got people that are pushing you a little bit and are wanting to do things with you.
Definitely. That's the main way we started making fans.
Yeah.
Was it's kind of like the old-fashioned way of like going on tour and sleeping on people's floors and stuff and packing our stuff into a fucking roof box.
We used to tour in like a tiny car and roof box and just stuff hanging off the car.
Yeah, it was like that with Playing House. You know, we had everything literally in my little people carrier and stuff, and managed to cram it all in and there was stuff
Tetris
around them.
Yeah.
But then, but there's some kind of vibe that comes from that as well. And okay, you have to play live as well if you want to make any kind of money out of it, because the record sales are a bit tricky at the moment, so is from getting people to engage with it. And also there's a big push with merch now, I notice, as well.
Yeah, big time. Yeah, we're going, it's always finding the merch person, which is difficult, but we've got quite a lot of merch going. I don't know, it's kind of weird. There's like, you can go one of two ways when in the music industry, and there's a lot of people who are like radio famous and Instagram famous or Twitter famous or whatever, but they'll only sell 1,000 tickets in London.
Yeah.
Whereas we're not kind of big, really, like people don't really know about us like as much as these people, and yet we'll sell double the tickets in London because we've done the touring.
Yeah, because people have seen you live, and that's the main thing. You want to play a gig. That's what, you know, they want to see what you can do. And also there's a difference between obviously the live sound and the record anyway, but it's the live sound that connects you and wants you to get their music, which is fantastic. So that's definitely the right way around, and the classic way, which has always worked.
Traditional. Yeah. I'm glad we did it. I'm so glad, because it's kind of like, it takes so long to be, like, selling tickets is an absolute nightmare.
Yeah.
And to get to that point,
especially
of
if you're
worth doing a tour, then.
Yeah, if you're planning a tour and you want to make sure that they're sold, then that's the way to do it. So are there any kind of next plans that your next albums, or how do you feel like your things are going together?
We have got the rest of the festival season, then we're going on a big UK tour in October.
Yeah.
Then I think the plan is to head to do some dates in Europe in November.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, we've got an EP coming out next month. There is an album in the works, but I'm just saying TBC because they keep changing the dates around. There's no point telling anyone.
Yeah,
no idea.
So is this the first album?
Yeah.
Okay, so have you got anything recorded like already that you've mentioned an EP?
Yeah, singles out. Okay. Oh, and it's Carry On.
We're always writing. It's always changing. Do you know what I mean? It's like, who knows what's going to be on the actual album.
That's why I keep touching on the songwriting process, because, you know, your time together, things change with how things are created. But also, I've been speaking to many singer-songwriters, and a lot of their songs are very personal, and, you know, their only experience is writing about themselves and what they've done. And so that changes over time because they're experiencing different things. Yeah. And when you write about them as well, you really go deep into them, and then you can let them go really easily.
Yeah.
And so, over time, the stuff that you're producing is going to be changing. But it's good to have them, you know, written and ready to go as well. So when you can get into a studio, bang, you got your songs ready that you can get down, as it were.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a very lengthy process because it's you think you've finished your album, recorded it all, and then we've written two more songs, and the label are like, these are really cool, let's do that, and it's just like a continuing process.
How do you find it with the label? Are they supportive and helping you kind of get things up to the point where they can get recorded, or how is that?
They're really supportive. They're the ones with the money bags at the end of the day. So it's if we don't write anything good, they're not going to pay for it to get made. Yeah. So we've just got to keep trying to, which is good,
Something good.
Exactly.
So you have that little momentum. You don't want to have too much pressure, so you're under pressure to write at the same time.
We're under a lot of pressure, don't get me wrong, like loads, which is fine. It's just because they want you to be as good as you can be. So it's like we've been, you know, rewriting a particular song for the past year, and then they booked the studio time. We went and recorded it and then came back and they're like, oh, do you know what? The chorus isn't right. So it's like we're going back in to like rewrite it and stuff and try and get it right.
But it isn't right though, but how did it feel for you when you'd done it? Did it feel like it was your vibe and what you wanted to do when it was done?
We've been working on it for so long that we can't even judge it anymore. So we don't know. Like, we still like it, but it's like, I just can't even tell anymore. It's so old.
Yeah.
Once you've heard something like a million times, you start to listen to it differently. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Can't enjoy it in the same way.
So it does sound like there are these nice little chapters on your journey together, like after meeting, after then your early touring and stuff, and now you're getting to this point when you're going to be recording. So, and you're already playing festivals, so it sounds like there's going to be a nice big leap next. You know, imagine getting an album out and then this other big tour in the back of that is going to be, you know, really nice.
Yeah.
That is the general plan. Yep. If the album, if we ever get to finish the album.
We could put an album out
next
week. We've got loads
of stuff. There's loads. It's just you want that kind of special couple of tracks.
It's more about timing as well. We're just kind of waiting until when the time's right, we'll whip it out.
So you're enjoying Dan and Colin. How do you feel like this is a festival compared to others you've been to over recent weeks?
Lots of families.
Yeah.
It's really little, but in a nice way.
Yeah.
I really like where it's set out, and it's a cool vibe. I hope it stops raining.
I think it might have already. I've noticed it's stopping and starting.
Oh, man. We get quite lucky when we play rainy festivals that it stops raining for our set. So I'm just kind of praying.
You have a nice blend, though. You have people that are there in the face of adversity, and we'll go and see you and stuff. But you want the full vibe of people just comfortable to come and see you.
Sun coming out, pop songs, brilliant, yeah.
And in the afternoon, that's quite nice to play in the daytime at a festival, isn't it, for that reason? Yeah. Just kind of the right sort of vibe. And
not the same as playing at night, though. That's a...
So if you're playing at night, daytime's cool, but it's got to be sunny, I think. Yeah. Rainy daytime shows is a bit annoying.
It's better. Nighttime rainy is probably fine because it's dark anyway.
I don't care. And they're drunk as well, so they're like, screw the rain.
Well, I hope you enjoy the set. So good to grab these moments with you. I'm glad I met you, and looking forward to it.
Sweet. So are we.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot.